This is Greg Olson, and I'm thrilled to introduce my new podcast, TE1. TE1 will chronicle a 60-year evolution of the tight end position, from its origins as an obscure, overlooked blocking role to the versatile superstar position that it is today. I'll explore the evolution of the position through conversations with some of the all-time game-changing tight ends. And just like the incredible tight ends we sit down with on my new show, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. This truck is all about grit, strength, and dependability. The same attributes it takes to be a tight end.
This is a Web Canopy Studio production.
Welcome, everybody, to Dropping the Gloves. Thank you for joining us. Tim, how are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you upstairs and outside of the dungeon. You're usually sitting in the dark when we do these things.
Dungeon. It's a beautiful walkout basement that's absolutely pristine. But a dungeon, I guess, to some people. Yeah, you might hear some background noise. My daughters are here. Say hi, Sophia.
Hi.
So they're in the background. So if you hear them, just try to ignore them. We'll probably edit them out in post. But, you know... We do what we can in this COVID times. The wife's at church with the two older girls and the one littlest. And we just, I forgot to text Goody today. Goodrow.
Yeah, you said you would. You promised.
And I forgot. And then you reminded me 15 minutes ago. And I shot him a quick text. And he's like, I can do it now. So let's go. So we have prepared. We do know what to talk about. But yes, I dropped the ball on that one. So he's going to jump on in a little bit, probably 5 minutes. Maybe 6 or 7. We don't know how prompt he's going to be. Maybe 4. We'll see. So Pietrangelo signed, Tim. Let's just get that out of the way. He got a bunch of money for a big term with the Vegas Golden Knights. I was very surprised. I wasn't too surprised. I'll say I'm a little disappointed. The rich get richer. Vegas Golden Knights, already a powerhouse, pick up the best free agent on the market to make them even that much more lethal. They had to trade Schmidt away, who was a good player, but not even near the caliber of a Pietrangelo. They send him to Vancouver. What are your thoughts on the term A and then the chances for Vegas this coming year?
Well, the chances for them just obviously got a lot better. It's one of the best teams in the league, a top 3 to 5 team, just added a top 3 to 5 defenseman. So yeah, this is the huge signing for them. I don't understand how they're able to fit all these contracts under the cap. Like, we were together last night. What was the number I said? Like, between him, Fleury, Pacioretty, and Stone, they're like $32 million or something.
32 Crazy. To 35, yeah. They
Crazy.
Did get rid of Nate Schmidt made, I think, $4 million. So they got out from under that contract. That helps. But yeah, that's a lot of money invested to 4 or 5 guys. And they said they're not going to get rid of Fleury for some reason. So that means it's another $12 million devoted to the goaltenders. And you can only start one goalie, right? Am I crazy?
I guess you could put one on defense or something.
I guess you could. So when your backup's making 7 and your starter's making 5, that doesn't seem – it seems strange. It seems a little off, but that's what they're going to roll with. They're going with those two guys to start the season. That's what their GM's saying. So we'll see. Things could change, but as of this point, Fleury and Lehner are probably going to split time. They're going to have $12 million tied up with their goaltending. They're going to have another 35-ish tied up with those 5 guys. So that's $47 million bucks and 7 players, and you still have to fill out the roster. So we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's good for Vegas when you get Pietrangelo anytime. You get a defenseman of that caliber. You'll be good for the next 2 or 3 years, and I think the back end of that contract is going to end up really biting them. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, he's no spring chicken. I think he's 30, 31. He signed an 8-year deal. I mean, you've seen a lot of defensemen go this long, right, into their late 30s and perform really well. But again, it usually, more often than not, it doesn't end well. You're going to be stuck with a bad contract in a couple of years. It wouldn't be really that hard to see that happening. 8.8 is a lot. It's a lot of money. Is he worth it? Yeah. Yeah, he is. But again, you have a lot of money tied up to just a couple of guys in your roster. But good for them. Good for him. He's ready for a change. We knew he was going to leave St. Louis when they signed Krug, so it's not a huge surprise there. And he spent a couple of days in Vegas this weekend just checking it out. I'm sure he got the red carpet rolled out for him.
Yeah, do you think Krug is kind of kicking himself a little bit? Because we were talking last night. He signs for 8.8. Krug signs for 6.5. Is Pietrangelo $2.3 million a year better than Torrey Krug?
No.
I don't think he is. I think offensively, Krug is as good, if not better. Pietrangelo is better defensively. Krug's younger. I just feel like this is a big win for St. Louis. Like, they're not shelling out that kind of money for a player who is marginally better than Pietrangelo. So they're pretty much getting the same player way cheaper. I don't know. I like this deal for St. Louis for Krug, and I like it initially for Vegas, but long-term, this is going to bite him in the butt. But I guess that's the price you have to pay to get this player, right?
So who wears the C now for St. Louis?
Oh, I think it goes to Ryan O'Reilly.
I think it has.
I think he gets it. That's my pick. Maybe, well, Shen or Steen is still there too, Alex Steen. So we'll see. Tarasenko's still there. But I just think when you look at that, my note. Sorry for everybody, I'm lagging. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I belong in the basement, in the dungeon. I'm actually sitting right next to the router, so I don't know what's going on. You might have to talk to Goody yourself, Tim. Are you getting nervous?
No, I don't get nervous anymore.
Oh, goodness. You're just such a pro when it comes to these NHL guys.
Hey, Sophia. But
I know. I think Ryan O'Reilly gets it. And I think St. Louis is a better off team with him being moved. I really do.
Goody's here. So should I let him in? Are we ready for him?
Yeah, let him in.
All right. Dropping the gloves.
John Scott. Even though sports had a break, your business did not. You have to keep moving, and that makes hiring more important than ever. Indeed is here to help. Indeed.com is the number one job site in the world because Indeed gets you the best people fast. Unlike other sites, Indeed gives you full control and payment flexibility over your hiring. You only pay for what you need and can pause your account at any time, and there are no long-term contracts. Plus, Indeed provides powerful tools to make your search that much easier. Say you work with a guy who's always unprepared, he's always late, he never looks like he's showered, and he just is weird, and you want to replace him. Someone like Tim, we'll say. You go on Indeed.com, you put in your preferences, and you search, and you get the perfect employee. So go to Indeed.com right now. They are offering listeners a free $75 credit to boost your job posts, which means more quality candidates will see it fast. Try Indeed out with a free $75 credit at Indeed.com/BlueWire. This is their best offer available anywhere. So go right now to Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Offer valid through December 31st. The wait is finally over and football is back. Now, you may not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on the action at BetOnline. BetOnline is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on every possible chance to win this season. From game spreads and totals to team and player and coaching props, BetOnline gives you more options to wager than anywhere else. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on wins, Buffalo Bills, division, Buffalo Bills, and champion futures all day, every day. Buffalo Bills, Buffalo Bills. Head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. Don't forget to use promo code BLUEWIRE at betonline.ag. That's BLUEWIRE, all one word. They BetOnline, they are your online sportbook experts. He's connecting. Why do you call him Goody? Are you buddies with him?
Yeah, that's what we all call him.
You're on that level already. You can call him Goody. You've talked to him forever. I think never. The audacity of your confidence sometimes blows me away, that you can just talk to these guys and just act like you're best buds. This is a Zoom issue right now. He's just called twice apparently, and now he's connecting to the audio. Goody,
what's up? You hear me?
Oh, you're in. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Not bad. Probably not as good as you. Holy moly. I don't want to waste any of your time. When's the parade? Is it tonight or tomorrow?
Man, I'm 10 days into a 2-week quarantine right now.
You have to quarantine when you went back? When did you leave Tampa? Like, did you have a team party or anything?
Yeah, we had the parade, we had a party, we had kind of like a reenactment of like the, we each got like a lap on the ice with the cop in front of some season ticket holders and family. And so, yeah, we got back Tuesday and I left Saturday.
Oh, not bad. That's nice that they did that with the fans and stuff. That's good. So listen, I don't want to waste any time and just BS. When you got traded to Tampa Bay, I'll be honest. I was like, he has no business getting traded for a first rounder. What is Tampa thinking? What did you think when you got dealt for a first rounder? Were you like, this is unbelievable?
Yeah, I was, I was a little shocked, but then, I mean, when you really think about it, it's like, you knew it was going to be late in the first round, right? And then San Jose also gave
them. So it's almost a second
round. No. But like when San Jose also gives a third round pick with me, it's like, okay, you're trading down two rounds or whatever.
Yeah, so, but it's kind of cool to say you got traded for a first round pick.
Yeah, I definitely don't mind saying it.
So you get traded to Tampa. Did you know right away you were going to play with those two guys, Yanni Gord and Coleman? Because I was pumping your tires the whole playoff run, saying your guys' line was the best line Tampa had. How did you guys click so good? Because when I played with you in San Jose, we were terrible.
Yeah, I know.
What happened? What was I missing that these guys had?
Speed, skill, a lot of things. When I first got there, Stammer was still playing. He was still in the lineup. So my first two linemen, I think, were Johnson and Palat. And I was playing in the middle. So it's crazy how much things had changed since then. But over the 8 games that I think I played in the regular season, the lines are kind of all over the place. And then right from the get-go of training camp, while we were getting ready to leave for the bubble, it was Gordo, Coleman, and I, and we seemed like we had clicked right from the get-go.
So you're in the bubble the first round. You're seeing all these top teams get knocked off, Toronto, Boston, Washington. Are you guys getting excited when you're seeing the Pittsburgh gets knocked off? What is going through your head when you see these guys just getting dinged off? You're like, wait a minute. Like, this might not be as hard as we thought. Like, what's going – be honest. What's going through your head when you see the Bruins lose in the first round?
Well, we beat the Bruins in the second round, so.
Oh, shoot. I'm so bad. This is bad. Tim, my co-host is here. Tim, you got to jump in and save me when that happens.
Well, I still want to know the answer.
What do you
yeah.
think when you see all those teams losing the first round? Are you guys pumped?
Well, I mean, the teams they lost to were the teams we had to play. So it's like, even though teams that maybe you think.
If I'm thinking of a team I want to play, I would much rather. Who'd the Leafs lose to in the first round? Columbus? I'd rather play Columbus than Toronto.
I mean, but. Like, Columbus is a tough matchup. Like, they're so committed to their system that they're a tough team to play against. We had two overtime games against them. Obviously, that super long one and the series clinching one. And then we had Boston, then we had the Islanders who were obviously playing great. It might not have been the teams you thought would win the first couple series, but they were definitely not easy matchups at all.
Goody. What did it mean to see Stamkos battling through those injuries, to skate for that game? Like, what did it mean to the guys to see him tough it out for a game and even score that important goal? Like, how important is he to your team?
Yeah, it was, to see the work he'd been putting in, the rehab, just the everyday grind, trying to get back in the lineup, and obviously, you know, it's, we all know he wants to be playing. That's, you know, it's not very often where you make it to the Stanley Cup final, so obviously he's doing everything he can to prepare and try to get back. And then just the emotional lift I think we had when he got in the lineup in game 3, and then, you know, to see him to just buzz down the wing and snipe one was, it was unbelievable. It was, I think that's the most like emotion our bench had shown throughout the whole playoffs for a single goal. It was pretty sweet, and yeah, it was it was insane how he just jumped right back in, scored a goal, and then obviously we know he couldn't go after that, but it was pretty sick.
On a pure excitement level, were you more excited for Stamkos scoring that arguably not a very big goal, but just a regular goal in the first period, or me with my backhand goal to seal the game in the empty net versus Colorado in game 78? Just be honest.
Well, I can't speak to what it was like on the bench for that goal, because I was on the ice for your goal and I was on the bench for Stammers, but I would imagine the excitement level on the bench was pretty similar. Yeah. Probably same noise, probably same noise in the building too.
Such a jerk. So what was it like playing against Pavs? Like, cause when the series started, I was torn because I'm buddies with you. I'm buddies with him. I was like, man, this is weird. You guys had a couple scrums together. Was it weird battling against him the whole time?
Yeah, we battled throughout the whole series. We took a lot of face-offs against each other. And yeah, it seems like every time he was on the ice, I was on the ice. We had some good scrums. It was fun. Obviously, it's like when you're going against like a buddy or like a friend or whatever the case may be, it almost makes you more competitive.
Yeah.
But I mean, what he was doing out there was pretty crazy. The late goals he scored.
Well, him and Point going back and forth.
Yeah.
Did Cooper peg you guys to lock down a line, or did he just kind of say, we're just going to roll you guys over and over again because you were doing so well?
I think it kind of varied as this series went along. Because, yeah, we did play against the Ben line a lot. We played against Pavs' line a bunch. So I'm not sure if there was, like, a specific thing or if it just kind of, you know, happened the way it happened.
Another player I want to ask about, Goody, is Andre Palat. I feel like he's a guy that people didn't really realize the talent that he had until this playoff run. I mean, 11 goals, a lot of them just big goals, a couple either game winners or overtime goals. Did you realize how good he was before you came to Tampa? And maybe just talk a little bit about how important he was down the stretch for you?
Yeah, no, I didn't realize how good he was. And he was unbelievable. He is unbelievable. I mean, he plays such a complete, like, 20-foot game. Like, he wins every single puck battle. He does just like all the little things. He makes so many like little touch passes, little like soft passes that like you sit back and you're like, oh my god, like that was sick. Like what he just did was sick. Yeah. So he was unbelievable. He scored so many big goals. Yeah, just to play with those two guys, that line, it seemed, was just kind of in a league of their own. I don't think I don't think anyone was going to be able to stop them.
Now, Victor Hedman, too, won the Conn Smythe, obviously. I mean, this is – it didn't surprise too many people. He was just – for anyone who watched the games, he was just dominating when he was on the ice. Again, another guy, you probably didn't realize maybe just how good he really was until you skate with him every single day, but – talk a little bit about just like how much of a beast he is, and maybe is he the best defenseman you've ever played with at this point?
Yeah. Oh, good question, Tim.
100%. I think he's the best defenseman in the world. Best. I mean, he just makes everything look so easy. Like whether he's playing, you know, like 30 minutes tonight or 60 minutes tonight, like he did in the in that 5 overtime game, he makes everything look so easy. He scored 10 goals, 11 goals throughout the playoffs, and like overtime winner and just big goal after big goal. He's a beast. It was fun to watch, and just his complete game is something special.
So when when you're in the hotel, I saw that tweet you sent out about how hard it was and the asterisks and stuff. I truly believe this was probably the hardest cup to win out of any cup. And I don't buy the BS of not traveling because you lose your advantage of playing at home. How tough was it to not see your friends, your family, just to be locked in a hotel with these guys and see your competitors every day during a Stanley Cup final? Can you just talk about that? Because I can't imagine how hard it would be.
Well, just first of all, that tweet that Damian sent, he was just like, he was acting like he knows what the grind of like a regular playoff schedule is. And he was, I don't know, just everything about that made absolutely no sense to me. So I said what I said, but it was like people were coming back at me saying like, oh, like you guys have it pretty good. You know, there's people who are away from their families for months on end for work. And I'm just like, yeah, like I know how lucky we are, how blessed we are to like play the sport for a living. And like, I know it's not a tough situation compared to what, you know, most of the world is going through. But if we're comparing playoff season to playoff season, like that's all I was doing. And like people were kind of taking it way out of context, but it was tough. It was, I mean, obviously you're not traveling. You're not, you don't have to like play in a tough road building, but I mean, to be away from home for 65 days, I mean, I don't have kids, but the guys who have kids, like it was extremely tough on them to go that long without seeing them. And yeah, you're stuck in the same hotel room. I mean, Johnny, how long have you stayed in one hotel room for?
Well, not consecutively, but I went to the AHL when I first went pro. I stayed in La Quinta in Houston for 3 months.
Okay. All right.
But I was allowed to leave.
Yeah.
And they had a Hooters next door. So I went to Hooters like 4 days a week. But what did your room look like? Did you have it all set up nicely? Like just GameCubes and this and that? And like, what did you guys do?
GameCube.
It's not 2005, but.
Is that what the kids play? I don't know.
Yes, John, you nailed it.
We had a pretty good setup. I mean, you have to give a lot of credit to the NHL, NHLPA. Like they actually did a really good job in setting these things up. And in Toronto at the Hotel X where we were staying in Toronto, it was a pretty good setup. Obviously we couldn't leave, but like the amenities there were great. There was just a lot of stuff to do. And then to be able to switch, like get a new room, go to a new city, get a new kind of setup, just something different after the second round was, I think it was huge just to kind of hit a reset and you're not, you know, stuck in the same hotel room for 65 days or whatever the Dallas guys were in their room for.
Yeah. What about those Black Aces? How was it for them? Because they were with you guys the whole time. They didn't sniff any ice. How bad did they have it?
Yeah. That was a tough situation for them, but the guys on our team like handle it very well. They were, you know, so positive. Obviously it could be so easy to not remain kind of in the zone and kind of let loose a little bit, but all the guys in our team were great. And then, I mean, Volkov comes in game six of the cup final. He hasn't played a game in how many months, and he played amazing. So it was definitely a grind for them. It's probably more a grind for them than it was for us, but they were super positive and they're fun guys to be around.
Well, congrats again, Goody. I got one more question and then I'll throw it back to John to close it out. Do you guys know yet if you'll, because of the pandemic, will you get a day with the cup? And if so, what's your plan?
Yeah, the original plan was no day with the cup. I think it was just going to stay in Tampa for who knows how long, but you know, each player wouldn't get a day in their hometown with it. So I think, guys are pushing hard to get that day, and hopefully it happens. As to what I would do with it, I'm not entirely sure. I think with the pandemic, it kind of makes it a different situation to plan something or plan a big get together or whatever it may be. So that's something I'll have to think about.
Yeah, way to play it off, Goody. I know you're having a party for like 200 150 people. I got the invite. Like, stop trying to play it off. You know, we might just have a small gathering. It'll be, you know, really quiet, really quiet gathering. He's already talked to Jägermeister and he's booked the whole truck. Like, stop. Was it a, what was it like picking up the cup? What was it like picking up the cup and skating around? Was it, was there anything taken away because there was no fans or family there? Like, or was it just still awesome?
No, it was unreal. I don't think, I mean, right when you get that thing in your hands, it's like, you're not thinking about anything else other than, you know, lifting it and how unreal the feeling is. And luckily my parents were there. So they were able to, you know, experience that as well, which is pretty cool. Yeah, it was just, it was an unbelievable feeling.
Well, good for you, man. Like, I was really happy. One, thanks for coming on. And no one can ever say you didn't do anything. You're a Stanley Cup champion. How cool is that? Like, that's unbelievable. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
But hey, good for you. Thanks for coming on. I'll try to make that Stanley Cup party. I don't know, but I'll keep you posted. And I'll see you around next year. Hopefully I can come over to Toronto or see you in Detroit or something. We can catch a game and grab dinner, buddy. But right, I don't know. Thanks good. For coming on, man. We'll talk to you soon, Goody.
See ya.
Yeah.
See Thank you.
You. See ya.
Barkley Goodrow, everybody. How cool was that?
That was really cool. That was really cool. Some good insights there.
Was my internet that bad?
Yeah, it still
was
is.
Was my internet bad the whole time?
Yep, still is.
Terrible. I'm sorry, everybody out there. I don't know what it is. It's a sunny day. I guess it's windy. Does the wind affect the internet?
I don't think so, but I don't know enough about internet to disprove it. So
I don't know. I got my girls were good. They sat patiently the whole time. Girls, you want to say hi?
Hi. Hi.
What's your guys' names?
Estelle. Sophia.
It's Estelle and Sophia, the twins. And Lillian's running around here somewhere. I was trying to make dinner when I was talking to Goody. Was it obvious?
I could see because I see you on video, not even near the computer.
Oh, all right. Lillian wants to say hi.
Hi.
Well, anyways, everybody, thank you for listening. We'll talk to you on Friday. That was really cool catching up with Goody. Stanley Cup champion, arguably one of the main cogs on the team throughout the whole playoffs. So good for him. Good for the Tampa Bay Lightning. What a big ticket we're getting, Tim. We're getting Stanley Cup champions now. Look at us go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. I'll work on my internet next time. Say goodbye, girls.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Right. Bye-bye. Bye.
Cheers, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. Make sure you're following the show on Twitter at @dropping_gloves for episode highlights, behind-the-scenes content, sneak peeks, and giveaways. Check out johnscottallstar.com/shop for merchandise, including t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and so much more. And please, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts. It's so important to helping us grow so we can keep delivering the hockey content and interviews with the players you love. Thanks, and see you next time.